From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Military officials in Iraq say they have raised the national flag over the main government compound in Ramadi. The event comes 7 months after Islamic State militants captured the city, which is the capital of Anbar province. Iraqi military leaders are giving conflicting assessments of overall success in the city. The head of military operations in Anbar says some parts of Ramadi remain under IS control. Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zahra district. The precise death toll remains unclear. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. South Korean Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se said Monday, after speaking with his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida, the agreement would be final and irreversible if Japan fulfills its responsibilities. An official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar say President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August Peace Accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir also appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to him. The president's announcement came as rebel advance teams were in Juba to work with their government counterparts on the implementation of the August Peace Agreement. This is VOA News. Turkish prosecutors have launched an investigation of the leader of Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party. Dorian Jones reports.
The leader of the People's Democratic Party, or HDP, is under investigation for calling for autonomy for Turkey's Kurdish minority. The move follows Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu cancelling a meeting with Selahattin Demirtaş, accusing him and his party of political immaturity. The HDP came into parliament after winning just over 10% of the vote in the November election. The legal and political moves against the HDP coincide with Turkish security forces continuing crackdown on the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
China's top legislature passed the nation's first anti-terrorism law Sunday. The law expands the government's ability to force foreign technology firms to comply with government investigations and could further erode individual rights. Chinese authorities say the law, which goes into effect in January, is necessary and in line with international norms. Critics include human rights groups and U.S. authorities who say the law is overly broad and may threaten freedom of expression and religion, as well as intellectual property rights. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport Monday, killing at least one civilian and wounding 13. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. NATO's mission in Afghanistan condemned the attack. Police say the obvious target was a truck similar to those used by security contractors. A new opinion poll sponsored by television channel CNN shows more Americans dissatisfied with U.S. anti-terrorism efforts than any time since September 11, 2001. 40% of respondents say terrorists are winning the war in the United States. Those findings, published Monday, come just weeks after terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. President Barack Obama and Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton topped the list of America's most admired man and woman, respectively, by the polling organization Gallup. 17% of Americans cited Mr. Obama as their most admired, while 13% chose Clinton, according to Gallup. Clinton topped the list 20 times, with this being her 14th in a row, while Mr. Obama has been named 8 times. Two people were killed, 3 wounded, when Kenyan military officers opened fire on a car traveling in Mandera County on Monday. A local official says the security forces suspected the car of carrying explosives. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.